You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my favorite friend from Chicago. Sorry, Tom, we didn't light you up like Michael Jordan this time. How you doing? Tom Handler's here. He's the founding partner of Handler Thayer. Gosh, they're rated by just about everybody as the top asset protection firm in the country. We're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to protect your assets here at the end of the year, maybe what we can look forward to next year. Maybe Tom will tell us also a little bit of what he sees going on in the family office space. Tom, welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be back. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. So first of all, let's get some good things out of the way. Cubs didn't make it. Bulls might not. What's going on with the Blackhawks?
Wow, you're going to start off with a sore subject.
Oh, yeah.
It's been reasonably cold up here, and it snowed today as well. So, you know, I think I can deal with it all. We have a new coach for the Blackhawks. We have some talented players, and I hope they can figure it out. The Cubs had a great season, and for most of the season, they had the third best record in all of baseball. Unfortunately, they didn't make it very far in the playoffs, but you know that can turn on the edge of a coin. So I'm optimistic for the future of the Cubs, and I think the Blackhawks, they have some good personnel. So I hope they can start playing some better hockey. They've lost a lot of close ones, and just been to a couple of games, but hope to see them a lot more before the season is over. And I'm not sure what the Bulls are doing. That's a whole nother issue. But I'm happy to be able to go watch the teams whenever I get the chance.
Well, I know you don't have a lot of chance because I know you're always out there protecting everybody's assets. What's going on? You know, we've now had tax reform. Tax reform's kind of been around for a while. It's seasoned up. There's opportunity zones is our new favorite term to use. You know, what are you telling your clients when they go behind closed doors?
Sure. Well, first, you know, I'll describe this area as wealth preservation enhancement. And so it's risk management, liability management, asset protection, premarital planning, income tax planning, estate tax planning. It's trying to minimize those hits that will gnaw away at your income or your cash flow or delete or eliminate your net worth, catastrophic events. And so it's about really playing smart percentage poker, you know, every step of the way. So at this time of the year, there are almost always a list of things that come to mind and become more important. And in view of the 2017 Tax Act, the TCJA, there's even some more compelling opportunity because this was a really, really significant change. So I'll break these into three categories, estate and gift taxes, individual income taxes, and business taxes. And there's a lot going on. So first, the lifetime gift exclusion has been raised from $14 million last year to $14,000 last year to $15,000 last year. I'm mixing millions and billions and tens of thousands. And at $15,000, that's the highest it's ever been. And what that means is an individual can give that amount to a person without having to pay the gift tax. The individual does not pay tax on the gift. It's the donor that pays. And this allows you to transfer up to that much to as many people as you want to without paying a tax. And if you are a married couple, you can split your gift, which allows you to transfer $30,000 per person, which is really quite significant. So a lot of people are thinking about that. We always encourage clients to make those gifts earlier in the year because then you get more assets out of your estate, including the growth and appreciation over the year. But my guess is 95% of these gifts are made over the holidays at the very end of the year, despite our best efforts. And then the second area involves the estate tax and or gift tax as well, and that's that the government raised the lifetime exclusion amount under the TCJA to the highest level it's ever been at by far, and that amount is currently almost $11.18 million, or a total of roughly $22.4 million per couple. So that's a really generous and large exclusion. So it isn't going to apply to the vast majority of people, but for those who are fortunate enough to be at that level, the opportunity set forth is to utilize this exclusion and get it out of your estate sooner rather than later, because by doing so, you get all the future appreciation also out of your estate. and that's a good thing. And in doing so, you could, of course, just give that amount in cash, or you could give it an assets, an appreciating business or stocks or whatever you happen to have. And there are all sort of advanced estate planning techniques to make those transfers more formidable and impactful. And those include intentionally defective grantor trust, sale transactions, use of family holding companies like family limited partnerships and family limited liability companies. And most people most wealthy people have not really reacted to this new tax act. We find that they are sitting on their hands, and I've talked to others, multifamily offices, big accounting firms, other law firms, and they agree that people have not responded fast enough or have not responded at all to these opportunities. And part of the reason that that's a bad idea, the thinking is that, well, at least these things will be around for 3 more years under the Trump administration, because although many former administrations have tried to pass this type of tax act, they were the first ones successful in actually getting it through. So it looks pretty safe until, at least for the next 3 years, and if Trump were to be reelected, then perhaps a lot longer. But waiting, thinking that you have another 3 years and maybe longer, is a bad idea, because most of these strategies are highly predicated on interest rates. And since the Fed has raised interest rates 3 times already this year and has been very overt about their intention to raise it more, one should be wary, because every little tick up in those interest rates, and although the Fed fund rate does not equate to the IRS AFR rates, which determine what the interest rates have to be on these various interfamily loans and debts, because largely advanced planning at that kind of a very high level are conducting investment banking transactions among family-owned or controlled enterprises. So as these rates tick up, the impact is very, very significant. And it could mean tens of millions of dollars by waiting. So we're encouraging people to take a look, do some analysis, and make some decisions, and not to put this off for another 3 years. That's not likely to work. So that's pretty much it on the estate and gift side.
What should they do now, Tom, that they're not doing? What can they do to be proactive here before year end?
Well, the easy thing would be just an outright gift. You can give cash or securities or whatever, and up to the $22.4 million amount if you're married, and you have to file a gift tax return, but that's pretty easy to do. The more impactful strategies are to use grantor-retained annuity trusts, which allow you to make a transfer and all the appreciation on the assets goes to the next generation or perhaps even the third generation. A sale to an intentionally defective trust not only will get the assets out of your estate and freeze it, because you will take a loan back, and the loan's at those low interest rates, so all the appreciation over the relatively low interest rate will inure to the benefit of the children or grandchildren in subsequent generations. So those are very impactful transactions, and they can be combined to be even more impactful. So perhaps the most sophisticated approach for those in a position to take advantage of it would be to make a purchase of very significant assets, businesses, appreciating portfolios, out of a family holding company, again, typically family limited partnerships or family limited liability companies. By the nature of those vehicles, when you sell a minority interest or an illiquid portfolio or hedge funds or businesses or land or to anybody, including family members, you're going to get a discount off the valuation. And so perhaps that discount will run in the 25% to 35% neighborhood on those types of assets. And so you've already discounted the estate tax by engaging the transaction and putting it in the family holding company. Then the family holding company sells those discounted assets to these other vehicles or contributes them to the GRAT, the Grantor Retained Annuity Trust. So you've got the ability to pick up one discount and get future appreciation out. And in the case of the intentionally defective grantor trust, you also get to pay the children and grandchildren's income tax without it constituting a gift tax, which would limit the annual exclusion amount to $15,000 I mentioned earlier. Wow. So that's what people should be looking at and doing combinations and analyzing those three transactions, determining which assets are the most suitable that can be transferred, putting the documents in place to make that happen, and getting the transfer's done, because again, the sooner they're done, the more appreciation is out of the estate, and interest rates are ticking up, and so the rates in the grad annuity payment and the rates in a sale to one of these trusts are going to have a large impact on how many assets or the size of the assets that can be transferred.
I've been encouraging
people to do that. It's a bit to bite off, and it's a bit complicated, so it takes some time to digest. So I would encourage people to start paying attention and look at these things and whether to see it's a good fit for the family culture and it's consistent with what you're trying to achieve and so on and so forth.
We're going to have to take a break, but before we do that, could you stay one more segment? Because I know you had more stuff you wanted to talk about. There was a second dip on all that stuff.
Of course.
Tom, this is the kind of stuff that your firm helps people with, right?
We do. So we tend to represent affluent individuals, family offices, and family businesses. That's the bulk of our client base. And included in that affluent individuals, we represent a lot of professional athletes and celebrities who have gotten to a level that they have these same kind of problems. And in fact, many of them have their own family offices, or they put in place virtual family offices, or they work with a multifamily office to give them the highest level of investment management and asset protection and all of the things that families look to when they're trying to preserve wealth. And those organizations then try to connect them with advisors in the space to be as efficient as possible at achieving their objectives.
Well,
so we're one of those outsourced resources to all those kinds of organizations. And in fact, we represent virtual family offices, single family offices, and multifamily offices.
And with that, I'm going to ask you to stick with us. Well, first of all, thank you for making time to be with us and give us your insights. Please stick with us. Everybody stick with us. I think you can see that Tom has got a couple of good morsels for people that own their businesses. And I think it's just great to listen to. So, Tom, thanks so much for sticking with us. Wanda, take it away. We'll be back with more great info you can use today right after this.